What's this about, another Harry and Meghan documentary, Dean?
Oh, we can't get enough of them, as we all know. They are, you know, they're the docuseries on their lives and their disclosures has dominated Netflix over the last couple of weeks. Now they say that they're going to be working on a new docuseries, a 7-part series this time, that they are executive producing, so they may or may not be in it. It's mostly going to be a 7-part series about remarkable people like the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Nelson Mandela. You know, you get the idea of the kind of people that are going to be involved on this. It will be coming to Netflix sometime in the near future, but Harry and Meghan are bona fide TV producers these days.
So this one will have nothing to do with the royals, it sounds like.
Well, they say that they may or may not be on camera as part of it, as some of the remarkable people that they are highlighting in this. You ask me, it would be better to stay in back of the camera for a little while. But I said that before the first docuseries came out.
I heard you on WGN-TV talking about Matt Damon. This is quite a story about a role he turned down, isn't it?
I can't believe that we've never heard this story until now. James Cameron was talking about how the main lead role in Avatar was first offered to Matt Damon. Had he taken that role, he would have gotten a 10% share of the box office at the time, which would have netted him $250 million. But, you know, the famous stories of roles that actors turned down. He was just starting a little series called Bourne Identity then, his first Jason Bourne movie. So he had to turn it down because he had contractual obligations already. But James Cameron, you know, asked about that now, and he says that Damon just has to get over it. It's one of those things that he may be in. He may do a cameo in a future Avatar sequel, but pretty much guaranteed he will not be getting that 10% chunk of the box office anymore.
Well, it's not like he didn't earn any money from the Jason Bourne series.
No, he did. He did pretty well. Yeah. But the original Avatar is the biggest selling motion picture of all time.
Right.
So, but
talking about money, Amber Heard paying Johnny Depp a little bit, isn't she?
You know, I'm just sad that this means we may never hear them fighting in court and learning details that we never really needed to know before. This is all related to their court proceedings, the defamation case, Johnny Depp alleging that Amber Heard, his former wife, defamed him in an editorial that she wrote. This went back and forth and back and forth, and yesterday they just decided to do an out-of-court settlement with Amber Heard paying him $1 million to just, you know, shut the whole thing down. So they all did agree to do that. Johnny Depp has said he's going to donate the $1 million to several different charities. He's not about the money for him. He just wanted to prove a point, and a lot of charities are going to benefit as a result.
Well, that's good. Justin Bieber apparently doesn't like H&M clothing. Well, why not?
Well, he, you know, he originally had a deal with them to, you know, license his name and his likeness for clothing. Now he is saying that H&M clothing store has put out several lines of Bieber clothing that he did not approve. So, Bob, that Justin Bieber tote bag that you've been carrying around, the Justin Bieber T-shirt, the Justin Bieber sweatshirts, those are the ones that the real Biebs does not like. And on social media yesterday, urged his fans not to purchase. A spokesman for H&M clothing store said that they did follow the proper approval procedures for licensing products. So, I don't know what exactly it means. Anyway, all I know is I'm not giving up my Justin Bieber tote bag for anything.
You don't have to explain it. You're like Walter Cronkite. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Tom Cruise at it again. Now what?
I love this. This guy is just completely fearless. Some video came out. Well, yesterday we were showing video of him free-falling out of an airplane in order to say thank you to his fans for making Top Gun Maverick the number one movie of the year. And, oh, yeah, also it's going to begin streaming on Paramount Plus starting tomorrow. And then he just, you know, falls out of a plane and free falls out of the plane. So today, new video came out, definitely worth watching. It's about 9 minutes long, of him doing a scene for his upcoming movie, Mission Impossible, that'll be coming out next July, in which they build this enormous a ramp on the side of a mountain in South America. He gets on a motorcycle and drives the motorcycle off the side of the mountain. And, you know, eventually you see a little blue puff at the bottom of the mountain. That was his parachute going off, and he's fine. But it's kind of like a making of how they did the scene. But you'll be holding on to your chair watching this. It's I can't believe this guy and everything that he does. They said that he did it six times in one day to get the shot just right for the movie. So if you go on YouTube, the file that I saw said Tom Cruise's latest attempt to show us how he's going to kill himself is out there. So
I wonder what the producers of the new Mission Impossible movie were holding on to while they were watching that.
They're part of this. They were part of the movie explaining how, you know, the precautions that they took and how long it took to set up this shot. You know, just this one shot of him flying off this mountain on a motorcycle. The motorcycle goes flying one way, he goes flying another way, and all you see is his little Tom Cruise body falling off the side of this mountain. And then the parachute opens, and he's at the bottom of the mountain laughing. You know, just like, oh, I'm having so much fun.
What sells tickets? What kind of stunts did Salma Hayek do in her new movie?
Salma Hayek's biggest stunt when I talked to her on a Zoom call was looking absolutely ravishing.
I bet.
I don't know what her age is. I'm not sure. She is getting more beautiful by the moment. Just absolutely stunning. We had a nice conversation about her role in this new family film that's going to be opening for the holiday weekend, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. She's reunited with Antonio Banderas, doing voices of, you know, these animated characters in the movie. But I was curious, you know, she married a French billionaire. You know, she's not doing so badly herself. I wondered what her Christmas was like, and she told me. Salma, are you a big Christmas person? Do you go crazy with decorations and the whole thing? Yeah.
I love it. And I have three Christmases every year. One with my family, one with my husband's family, and then our little Christmas, just the four kids and us.
I imagine your house looks like, you know, a Macy's or something at Christmas time.
No.
Right?
No, but my tables, and all the cooking I cook with my mom. I love it. I love it. I think it's important to keep the traditions and to keep the spirit of hope and joy. We do everything. We do the Mexican holidays, the American holidays, the French holidays, and sometimes the British holidays because we live there.
Yeah, he lives in London these days, so she just, you know, celebrates everything. And I was watching a videotape of me interviewing her, and I'm just sitting there, like, with my jaw dropped to the ground. In my mind, it's like, you're pretty. You're very pretty.
She's a very young 56, by the way.
She is.
Yeah, I love the accent. Love everything about her. And she can do drama. She can do comedy.
Yep.
She can do anything, can't she?
She can do anything. And it sounds like she, you know, we ran out of time. I was going to get some recipes, but she said that she loves to cook for the holidays, so She's just fantastic.
Yeah, she'd look good in the parking lot there at 2501 West Bradley Place.
She would.
Yeah, have a good day. Thank you, Dean.
She's getting a restraining order against me right now as we speak. Yeah. I'm going to be getting a restraining order for Christmas.
Future interviews with her only Zoom.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.